More migrants arrive by bus in New York City. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Four buses are expected today from Texas, and three of them have gotten there. House Republican John Katko believes they'll stop coming when the White House secures the southern border.
Everyone in this country knows that on January 20th of last year, with the stroke of a pen, the president signaled to the cartels and to everyone in Central America, South America, and all over the world that the southern border is open.
Democrats have called the bus trips inhumane and cruel. New York's mayor is setting up huge tents to shelter migrants. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate that led to the dismissal of police officers in New York City has been ruled invalid by a judge. That's according to the Police Benevolent Association. The city is reportedly planning to appeal. Last month, dozens of firefighters were told that their requests for religious or medical exemptions would be denied. They're now facing termination. Florida is keeping a watchful eye on the Caribbean. That's where Tropical Storm Ian is swirling and getting stronger. Residents are being warned to prepare for what could be a major hurricane next week.
We always like to wait and see how it goes. I feel like a little bit of media hype and a pressure, and then everyone rushes. So we will generally get some gas and a case of water and wait it out.
At this time, southwest Florida appears to be in the bullseye, but the storm's track is still uncertain. The remnants of Hurricane Fiona have made landfall in Nova Scotia. Powerful winds are toppling trees, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. Saving the planet and helping the poor. Pope Francis is hoping young people can make that happen. While visiting Assisi today, Francis spoke to a gathering of young adults from around the world. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A federal hate crime charge has been leveled against a Mississippi man. Axel Cox is accused of burning a cross in his front yard to threaten his black neighbors. He's also accused of using racially derogatory language in front of the family. He goes on trial in November. We're learning more about a police encounter that turned deadly in Colorado.
An amended autopsy report released to the public reveals 23-year-old Elijah McClain, a black man who died after being restrained by Aurora police in 2019, was killed by complications of being injected with ketamine. Officers stopping McClain, who was unarmed, for being suspicious, putting him in a neck hold and injecting him with the sedative. His cause of death was listed as undetermined, a local coroner updating the report based on grand jury information.
Fox says Christian Goodwin, three officers and two paramedics have been indicted on reckless homicide and manslaughter charges. Two Americans held for months by Russian-backed forces in Ukraine are back on U.S. soil.
They disappeared in early June near the Russian border after traveling to Ukraine to fight alongside Ukrainian forces. 40-year-old Alex Druki and 27-year-old Andy Nguyen arriving Friday at New York's JFK Airport before heading the rest of the way home. They're both from Alabama. Druki telling reporters,
We're looking forward to spending time with family, and we'll be in touch with the media soon. Yeah, good, happy to be home.
They flew to the U.S. from Saudi Arabia after the Saudis helped broker a prisoner exchange that led first to the release of 10 foreign nationals by Russian-backed separatists on Wednesday, followed by the release of dozens of Ukrainian troops. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Baseball player Albert Pujols has earned membership into an exclusive club. The slugger for the St. Louis Cardinals hit his 700th home run last night, joining Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, and Babe Ruth. Pam Huso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.